Now we turn to a Tejero who's also defining the concept of authenticity. I'm learning about him from LA Times restaurant critic Patricia Escarcega. She recently got back after maternity leave. Hello.
Hi, Evan. Thanks for having me.
Oh, we're so happy to have you back, Patricia.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be back.
Where are we headed to?
Today, we're headed to Lakewood. So when I wrote this review, I got a lot of feedback. Where is Lakewood? That was one of the main questions I got. It's close to Long Beach. So if you think of headed towards Long Beach, you're in the general neighborhood.
But see, I love that. Now there are a whole lot of people who never heard of Lakewood who are going to go to Lakewood, right?
That's right. Hopefully they'll go to Chinito's Tacos and have some tacos.
So Chinito's Tacos, we have to ask about the name.
Yes. So Chinito's means little Chinese boy in Spanish. And I have a short discussion about it. And that's actually one of the main questions I had for the chef owner of the taqueria, Beeline Crouch, how he came up with the name of his restaurant. And he told me a story about working at a Mexican restaurant. And he is Cambodian American. And his fellow chefs, all of his friends, nicknamed him Chinito. And in a lot of Latin American countries, the name is used as a term of endearment, but obviously it's a fraught term.
Because it's Pan-Asian. It doesn't differentiate between all the separate countries and identities.
Exactly. And, you know, a lot of people would say this is a derogatory term. It's stereotypical. It's obviously lazy, not taking the time to learn where people are from, just kind of stereotyping this wide swath of people and population and saying, well, if you're of Asian descent, I'm going to call you Chinito. His take on that is he's embraced the nickname. It was given to him by his friends and colleagues, and he thought it was a perfect name for his restaurant. And he said I asked him if he's gotten any kind of negative feedback. He says just a couple of negative Yelp reviews, but most of his regulars understand the tenor of the way he's using the word. So he said he has not received much negative feedback for the name.
And he has this incredibly interesting first name, Beeline, which also has a story.
Yes, there's so many interesting stories with names. It's a fascinating restaurant. So Beeline, as I mentioned, he's Cambodian American, and his parents immigrated to the Long Beach area. As you know, Long Beach has one of the biggest Cambodian American populations in the country. And they were refugees from the resettlement periods of the 1970s and 1980s. And his parents chose the name Beeline because they had to make a beeline to Long Beach. And I asked him, is that the name on your birth certificate? And he said, yes, that's my name. It's Beeline. And it's such a great name. And he's such a charismatic, friendly taquero. If you go into his restaurant, he's a kind of restaurateur that will ply you with free samples. He had no idea who I was. And I walked in there and he's like, you have to try my cauliflower. You have to try my Brussels sprouts. His employees are equally friendly. So it's got a great vibe.
So the first photograph in the review features the burnt cheese tacos with shrimp.
That's right. Yeah. So one of his best-selling dishes is a burnt cheese taco. If you're not familiar with the burnt cheese taco, it's essentially exactly what it sounds like. You take cheese, you melt it on the flat top, you shape it into a taco shell, and then you use it instead of a flour or corn tortilla. It's become quite popular with people following a keto diet and people looking for kind of wheat-free options for dining. 100% cheese taco shell. It's even more delicious than I expected it to be.
Really?
Yeah, so I ordered it a few different configurations. I ordered it with the carne asada. I ordered it with the shrimp. I think I tried it with the barbacoa. You get just that great contrast of textures. You get a really, really hard crisp followed by just the intense softness and lushness of the guisados and the braised meats that he uses as fillings. It's really delicious, and it holds up surprisingly well. I think I ordered one to go just out of curiosity to see if it would make it to my house in one piece, and it held up better than some tortillas do. It didn't fall apart.
One of the things that's intriguing about his menu is how eclectic it is. So could you speak a little bit to some of the dishes that sort of reveal how eclectic it is?
Yeah, of course. So Beeline being Cambodian American, he brings a lot of the flavors he says he grew up with at home. It's really an interesting constellation of flavors. So he says some of the dishes were inspired by Cambodian dishes that his mother would make. Some of them were inspired by Taco Bell drive-thru that he remembers from high school. And an example of that, he's got a great side dish of cauliflower, and he dredges the vegetable in a rice flour. He says the way his mom used to with the fried chicken, and it creates, as you know, just a really nice crispness that you just don't get with other kinds of flours. He uses a lot of ingredients that we associate with Southeast Asian cuisine, a lot of Japanese, Chinese. So, for example, the carne asada, he uses ponzu to marinate it. So it
gives so interesting.
Yeah, it gives it just this really unusual and really nice brightness that you don't get from more conventional carne asada preparations.
But it doesn't make it completely Asian.
Yeah, so he really does speak to this very specific Southern California experience. I relate a lot to him. We're both first-generation kids. We're around the same age. We're just that experience of having one foot in each world. And what does that look like when you put it together on a plate? And for him, it looks like a pollo asado with lemongrass on it, or the barbacoa. He uses his own five spice, his Chinese five spice marinade. Gives the meat a really lush, lovely depth that you don't normally, flavors you normally don't get from barbacoa. So you get new things, and you get a lot of, he says, happy accidents, you know, playing around in the kitchen.
So are the tater tots one of the happy accidents?
The tater tots are one of the happiest accidents. They are delicious. He makes them fresh there. They have little crisp bits of garlic, if you love garlic, and I adore garlic. They're kind of smattered all over the place. He uses cotija cheese, so it's that white, salty Mexican cheese. And together, it's wonderful. And if you really, really want to go crazy, you can get it with an egg on top. You can get it with pickled onions. You can get it with some of the guisados piled on top. Yeah, really fun, just really unabashedly flavorful food.
Wow. Sounds so good. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me, Evan.
That was Patricia Escarcega, restaurant critic for the LA Times. Find a link to her review of Chinitos Tacos in Lakewood on the Good Food website. That's kcrw.com/goodfood. The LA Times launched its first food show this week, and it's all about going deep into LA's unsung neighborhoods. After the break, I'm talking with the show's host, Lucas Peterson. Stick around.